Calling all BBCs, calling all BBCs. Now is the time to join the Bad Boy Club. If you think you have what it takes.
What happened was true. The most bizarre and brutal series of crimes.
Hello everyone, and welcome to Gormis in July. Now, if you're not familiar with this type of series, let me give you a little introduction first. So, from this point, for 14 days, I will be posting a new video, and in a almost satirical fashion, I will be giving the most arguably offensive commentary, but a lot of the time it doesn't doesn't stray too far. But these days, I've come to a figurehead, so to speak, and I really think I just really want to adapt into this a little bit more. And we've missed out on a couple holiday seasons and stuff, so I really think that we deserve this little freshener of, filth. Without further ado, let's get started with a very interesting story and death that we have here today. And it comes straight from the scrotum of America itself, Florida. An instanced world where crackheads run amok and, well, there's a special type of hoe bred there. But in 2018, a St. Petersburg man, 38 years old, in Florida, was found dead with burns to 80% of his body. Oh, was it like the average day in Florida and Whitey went outside? He was found lying on the bedroom floor with flames partially covering the room. So they got there right after this happened. But what happened? I mean, you kind of know what happened because you clicked the video, right? Well, it turns out that it's probably not a good idea to vape. Probably not. I mean, I don't give a shit. You can vape all you want. Honestly, though, what kind of idiot would even waste their money and time on something so trivial like that, like vaping, and not even knowing what it could do to your lungs or body? You have to be some sort of Darwinistic ape to do something that stupid to your body. Clay against pussy. So diving further into the story, what had happened was, the firefighters arrived on scene. As I said, the partial flames covered the room, and the body was removed from the scene and put on the front lawn. My God. Honestly, I mean, in my time spent, I lived in Florida. I mean, honestly, I've seen some stuff too. I have seen so much. I would not be surprised to see this, but to be honest with you, this is just kind of... it takes the cake. Burns covering a large portion of his body and a wound was present to his face. Postmortem radiographs revealed that electronic cigarette device was found within his cranium. That's right, he was hitting a vape pen and it fucking exploded and shot like a piston through his... I almost want to call it the frenulum, which is like your man clit on your peepee, by the way. But no, it's not the frenulum. What part of the face? The fin... It blew like through his upper lip cavity into his brain. You want to see the pictures? Do you want to see them? You know, you can find everything uncensored, right? Links in the description. Catch all the debauchery now. Neighbors called 911 after reporting smoke coming from the residence. This motherfucker was trying to chill at home. He was trying to chill at home, just get a little lit or something. I mean, I don't know. Watch it be a nicotine one of all things, too. What an idiot. But oh my God, why am I calling this man an idiot? Because he died from a vape pen. But besides that, it's not just a vape pen. Homie modified it. I'll put a switch in my pen so I can hit blinkers full auto, dog. Oh my, the explosion caused the electric cigarette, including the mouthpiece and battery housing, to be propelled upward, creating an entrance wound along the anterior midline in the philtrum region of the upper lip. The philtrum. Philtrum. Jesus fucking, oh my God, call HR. Jesus Christ is sucking my cock. Christ, what the hell? The two portions of the projectile continue to perforate the full thickness of the maxillary bone in the nasal cavity, nasal septum, nasal concha, ethmoid bone, ethmoid air cell, sphenoid bone. So what does this all mean? I'll tell you, you thick, sweet, sexy thing. It means that his front of his face went like, boom, you know, like Friday night with me, and I get a little carried away when you sing out my throat. But except this went up in his knees, like, and then he's dead. Am I wrong to call this man stupid? Nah, I don't really care. He lived in Florida. Travel roughly 19 centimeters to 16 centimeters within the head. I don't measure in metric, dog. Let's find out what that actually is in America. Oh, he got a little less than me in his brain. That's interesting. Like a 19 centimeter impact. Oh, there's pictures. Ooh, ooh. Ooh, do the thing. Okay, so this is the entrance wound, which doesn't look too bad, all things considered. I mean, you know. Figure 2 autopsy photograph showing the facial wound from the Edic explosion. Yeah, that was a Nick vape, too. See, that's what you get. THC's cooler, simply put. So how quick did he die? Oh, so his burns were post-mortem. It didn't contribute to the cause of death. Okay, so probably the... Yeah, autopsy findings were similar to large caliber gunshot wounds. The explosion of the lithium ion battery due to thermal runaway drove the electronic cigarette device into his cranium. Oh, good, sweet, bippy. That's in his brain. What brand is that? Oh, it says vape. I thought that said ape. I'm like, oh no, he got the bootleg cart from St. Pete. So you don't get shit from Tampa. Don't buy Moist Criticals carts. What the fuck is wrong with you? Would you trust that little man? He'd give you the poo poo pee pee cart. It's a sativa. I'm like, no, it's not. Freak. Good God, the x-ray. I'm using that in the thumbnail. Oh, it knocked the mouthpiece off. What if he got that out and he was okay? Like, he's going to be good though, right? Like, he's good? So I guess this is actually more common than people think. Maybe not dying like that, but the actual process of these exploding is apparently pretty common. That's not comforting. But this guy had a whole modified kit going. Like, he had some sort of extra battery thing. Maybe he was trying to get bigger hits. Maybe he was doing O's in his room, doing some smooth, dumb shit. Like, I don't know. Do you see how shiny I'm getting? I'm turning shiny. It's because it's hot in here. So what are we going to do about it? Anyway, besides that, sorry, I caught myself in the reflection and I just, but hold on, I need to do something to concentrate for a minute. Like, I just don't get what kind of idiot would even waste their time or life doing that. I don't know why they're trying to modify something. Now that part, for real, why are you doing that? Like, you don't got enough. At that rate, why don't you just skip everything? Just start doing crack. If you can't get enough nicotine off the freaking thing that's probably more expensive than any dispo thing, then maybe you should just do crack. Okay? It's probably not seasonable nowadays. I mean, if you want that fentanyl where you're all like... I mean, fine. But, you know, alternately, I mean... Or maybe just smoke a fucking cigarette, you pussy. What the hell? You got a big old electronic wiener that looks like some shit that Elon Musk would market to his, like, fucking... basement dwelling like Neanderthal audience. Like, I just don't get it. But hey, I'm not here to get things. I'm here to point out, ooh, gross, and ooh, nasty, and ooh, sad. But this time I'm gonna make fun of things and we're gonna have a lot of fun. You will never believe what the next video is going to entail. In fact, it's probably something Justin Wang should cover, unless I decide to do the other thing first. But either way, you'll know which one's on the list. Mostly because I'm going to title it something like that. Let this all be a message to... I can't speak English, my first language. The second one I know is your mom. She likes rhythmic O's around her clit. But honestly, for like a 4th of July weekend thing, remember, Darwinism. Okay? Google that. You're not really familiar on it? Google it. Okay? Look into that. And then think about that before you take actions from now on, because it might help you, because I wouldn't want to be half the people that I have covered, let alone am going to cover in these next days. Just based on the photos that are on the internet, like this one guy, like you're going to be like, man, that's his legacy. And it's like, yes, that's his legacy. And he was like a 33-year-old computer programmer, like with a lot to go for in his life. Probably not. It's probably into really, I mean, he was really, the really weird shit, but either way, people die. You know, honestly though, I need to get someone blown up. Last Gormis in July, we didn't have any of that, did we? We had like workplace accidents. You missed a lot of those videos. So again, if you don't want to miss anything, hit subscribe, hit the bell icon, get notified whenever I post a new video. And that way too, you know what I'm up to in my community posts, see my goofy stuff, and if I've been able to go live. I've been having some internet issues lately, so we can't be on a regular schedule. But I wanted to wean us in here and find something interesting and fun to look at. And if you notice, we went into this in a little bit of a different approach, and I would really like to kind of experiment with you this, 4th of July weekend and whatnot. And all the way up until this Gormis ends. Well, Gormis in July, I apologize. I actually hope to return with the full Gormis experience in this December. Mm-hmm. End of the year. Isn't that interesting? The plague they can't get rid of. If you want to watch this video uncensored, you know where to find that too, right? Right? Join the Discord, talk with us daily, you know, stuff like that. This video was a little light, I will admit, but I hope you like my new outfit. I like Kirby a lot. Men's my hyperfixation. I may be on the spectrum, but at least I'm on the girly side of things. Because, you know, I wouldn't want to be a Sonic guy, I'm not gonna lie. I love you all dearly. Don't die in stupid ways, but if you do, make sure it's on camera, please. Stay safe out there. If it bleeds, it leads. Make America bleed again. Like a big old menstruating pussy.